Yep.
Then we'll go audio in 3, 2, 1, record.
Yep.
All right, we'll start this shit in 5, 4,
Three,
3,
two,
2, 1. All right,
okay.
adjusting microphone.
What's happening?
We're back.
We're back. What do you want to start with?
I got a new sport. Can I tell you about a new sport?
Please, I'd love to hear about a new sport. Far away.
So I'm out yesterday getting some errands run. Life partner decides that she wants to go into... What are you laughing at? Life partner.
Your wife, dude.
Yeah, life partner.
Yeah, but you'll get in trouble for saying that because life partner implies that you're not married and therefore the connection is not as permanent as marriage, and you just get in trouble for that, don't you, from women?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Don't know.
Probably.
You don't care?
No, I don't care.
All right, well, life partner, you're going.
Life partner, yeah. So decides wants to go into IKEA.
Right.
So I've got two choices at this point. I've got two choices at this point. I either go into the rat's maze and probably, I don't know what your latest kill count is, but I'm pretty sure the last time I went into IKEA, I murdered three people before I got out
Well,
the other side.
No, because I swore never to go to IKEA again. And then, of course, we needed a couple of things for the house. And obviously, you know, with some of their sales, obviously the cheapest. But what we do now is my wife, oh, it doesn't matter. She researches exactly what aisle in the warehouse and what position. So she lists out what we've got to get and exactly what position's in. We enter through the exit, much to the disdain of some of the IKEA workers.
Ooh,
you can't come in this way. Fuck off.
People in their little yellow
and
shirt.
Then, and then we grab a trolley and go straight to the spots, grab exactly what we need, not allowed to look at anything else, and exit the building.
Right, okay. Does it always go to plan like that?
Of course it doesn't. They always want to look at something else. But it's a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, but so what's your game?
So the trade-off is that I decided I wasn't going in. I'm done. I'm not going in. Wouldn't do it.
Right.
So you have the argument about that. Obviously, that's the trade-off. You get through the argument about that so that you don't have to go in and kill people. And then it's the funniest fucking sport ever, man. You sit outside... Because where ours is, the checkouts go straight out into the loading bit.
Yep.
Sat out there with a coffee in the shade. It was nice. Temperature was nice. Watching numbskulls who buy too much shit trying to load
Try
their
fit
car
in their
into
car.
The...
Yep.
Oh, it's the funniest thing ever. And they all end up fighting with each other because they measured their car wrong or their boot wrong. This one lady couldn't fit a box of shit in the back of her car. She couldn't put a box of shit in the back of her car, so she pulls it out. She's struggling with it. She just looks at me like, you know, like,
what,
not
like
really,
for you to
are you
help?
Going to help? But, well, it was more like, you know, there's a nice man over there. I wonder if he'll offer to help.
Oh, no.
Just tipped my hat, sipped on my coffee, let her go at it.
But
so
what would you have done if she came up and said, can you give me a hand? You would have done it,
oh,
wouldn't
of course
you?
I would have helped her. Yeah, of
you
course.
You pussy. I would have gone, get fucked. You buy from the shop.
No, you wouldn't have. Nah, you're too nice.
No, I would not. Right. I go, nah. You want to buy from this hellhole?
Yep.
I did something funny. I don't know if at yours. So at our local one, the checkouts, and you got to go in an elevator down to the loading dock.
Right. Okay.
And as you exit, there's a little podium with a little white device on it saying, "How would you rate your IKEA experience?" And there's four smiley faces.
And it's got smiley faces. Yeah, I hit that about 10 times.
Yeah,
on the
well, that's
face.
What I did last time. I walked past and I saw it, and Nicole hit the smiley face, and I walked up to this dude, started laughing his head off because I walked back and I kept clicking the big red frowny face, and I'm like,
frowny
"I
face,
will
yeah.
never come back to this place again. I hate you, IKEA."
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Hilarious. Yeah. this guy was putting shit on his roof racks because they bought too much stuff, and his I don't know, his life partner got in the passenger side of their car and started, I don't know, fucking Insta Twittering or whatever the hell she was doing. And he put the stuff on the boot and he walked around the back of his car to get the tethers out of his boot. Yeah. He just stopped for a second and he just went like this, because you knew he'd have to go home and put the shit together and then put it at five different places in the house to figure out where it goes. But dude, yeah, if you're ever looking for something fun to do, I'm telling you, just go sit outside an IKEA and just grab yourself a coffee and just watch the world go by. It's the funniest shit you've ever seen. It's
I mean,
great.
it does sound fun to do, but I honestly don't know if I want to suffer through IKEA that badly. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I didn't go in.
Yeah, but I mean, to actually even go to the car park, like, I don't know if
Oh,
I
right.
could hack
Yeah.
just to do that. Like, I get what you're saying, it's obviously fun. If we were going there, I'd do it, but I wouldn't specifically go out of my way to say, what
As
am I
an
going to do
outing.
today? I know, I'm going to go laugh at people at IKEA. I would like to think
Yeah.
life hasn't gotten that bad, that that's the
Yeah.
only thing I've got in life to do. So I'm
Yeah.
just going to adjust my camera here.
If a neuroscientist could track cortisol level, I'm sure that if you had your brain hooked up, driving into the car park of an IKEA, you would see just a serotonin and cortisol just slide, straight off the charts. Like it's just,
You know what
oh,
I
it's
don't get
fucking
though is the
depressing.
couples you see where they both look happy to go there and just buy some trinket or even a couch or something. Like, who are these couples that get up and go, hey, honey, should we get up? Go get a fucking avocado smash brunch and then go to IKEA and pick up a Lumpfter. And they walk in hand in hand. He's
With
wearing
their
some
little fucking
fucking.
pencil.
And then they're like, and they're just sort of smiling. They're just walking around. They pick up the Lumpfter and then they go to the checkout and. Like, ooh, like what is wrong with you people? That place is the seventh level of hell. Like,
Exactly.
it just
Well, I've got a theory about that too.
Yeah, go on.
They're cousins and they're married to each other.
Oh,
It's the only way.
that's not cool.
It's the only way. It's the only way you could deal with it. Yeah, I don't
Oh
know.
dear.
Oh, I really like the look of the Kliptonstirken. Fuck off.
Oh
Give
dear.
me a break.
No. Actually, can I sort of segue into another shop that this is something that just happened to me today that I've noticed lately. When was the last time you went to Bunnings? Have
I'm
you
gonna
been there
say like
recently?
2 months ago. Yeah,
Okay.
2 months ago.
You won't, you might not remember, because it took me a while to notice this. I go to Bunnings quite regularly, obviously for my house and then for work. I have to go in there occasionally.
Work.
Bunnings is our, like, what's the American equivalent? Home Depot, would that be right? Or
Yeah, would be. It's a massive hardware store.
yeah, hardware, but it sells other crap as well. Like, you can get plants and kitchens and yeah, not appliances. Not you can't get your fridge and toaster there yet, but
Ours have started selling them.
oh, has it?
Yeah, ovens and
Okay.
fridges. Our local one.
So I don't know if this is everywhere, but Bunnings over here definitely have instituted a policy now where their staff, every fucking staff member, if they make eye contact with you or even see you walking past, have to say, hey, how you going?
Oh, really?
Or, hi, how are you? How are you today?
And
How are
there's
you today?
millions
How are
of
you
them
today?
too.
And
Oh
it's
my God.
so annoying because, like, I noticed it recently and I was just like, when did this start? And then I was just at Bunnings today picking up a couple of things and then it was flat out busy and I'm walking through and then one of the guys is like, hey, how you doing today? Yeah, good. And then another guy, how you doing today? And I'm like, there's a difference between polite and helpfulness to every person doing it automatically, which, takes that. And sometimes I go quite early after they've just opened for work. Like, I'll sort of nick in there and grab some stuff for work. And I walk through, there's no one else in there. So every three steps, there's a million staff there. Every three steps,
Staff,
how are you today? How
how
are you
you
today? How are
going?
you today? And I'm just like, shut up. Like, seriously, just leave me alone. How am I? I'm at work. I'm here. We both don't want to be here. You work here and I have to stop here. So,
We both hate our lives.
like, there's politeness and there's just,
Are
oh,
they
just for the
asking you if they
sake of
can
it.
help you as well? Is it, do you
No,
need any
just,
help?
hi,
Or
how are
is it
you
just how
today?
you're
Hi,
going?
how are you today? Hi, how are you today?
So it's obviously a new customer service thing.
I think what's happened is they've had a big push on it. Yeah, it's customer service and greeting you when you walk through and everything. But it's just like, if everyone has to do it
It's bloody
compulsory, it
annoying.
just, it doesn't work. It's just annoying. And especially when the,
Especially in a place like that where there's a lot of stuff. Like, I've never had a problem finding a staff member in one of those stores. They're bloody everywhere.
Rare. They're
How annoying it would
overstaffed,
be.
yeah.
Have you just taken to making shit up? How you going?
No,
Killed the guy.
but
How you going?
I have wanted to get a Bunnings shirt
Yeah.
Go in there on a busy day and just help people and give them wrong advice.
Yeah.
Like, what screws do I need to hold these up? 10 mil? Nah, that's overkill. Take these 2 mil. They'll hold it up.
Right.
They'll hold your kid's swing up easily.
Yeah, that's right.
What glue do I need? Oh, this. Take this super glue. This is a special kind of super glue. Kids can use it because it doesn't stick to their skin. There you go.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, what spray
they
do
can
I
eat
need
it.
To?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. What do I need to spray onto my yard to get rid of the bindies? Oh, you need this. And just give them like turpentine or something.
Yeah, or paint or something.
Paint thinner. Yeah. But won't that kill my grass? Not if you water it down. Just give wrong buddies
advice.
Drop a
match onto it. Yeah.
That'd
be
so
hilarious.
Funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh,
you can only dream. You can only dream.
That's it. Mm. That's it. Mm. Yeah. So, do you want to discuss it?
Well, yeah, all right. Let's go with it. Yeah. Go on. You set it up.
Before I do, can you watch me jerk?
Yeah. Jangle it around a bit.
All right. Well, Louis C.K. has come out now and admitted it. He's like, yep, I'm a dirty prick. Yep, I did it.
I like to.
Yep.
Well, okay. So, all right. Dirty prick. Well, okay. All right. So, I'm on both sides of the fence about this.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What's the side of the fence, and explain your rationale for saying who cares or I don't care or it's okay.
Okay, so here's where
I'd
say
love to hear this. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the rationale where I say, who cares, I don't care, or it's okay. So in a lot of the instances, and it's going to go to cross between the good and the bad, because a lot of them were, let's call them work instances, because he's a comedian, his office...
It was a joke, so it's okay? Like, where are you
No. Well, his office is a comedy club. So in some of the cases...
Yep.
The women went up to his hotel room.
Yeah.
And he takes his thing out and he goes, hey, look at this. You know, I got a surprise for you. If you're doing it... So, okay, so let's say I go out to a club, right? And I pick up a chick and we decide to go back to my hotel room.
Yeah.
And my move is that I take it out. That's my move, right?
Yeah. That's
I like to take it out. What? Okay, it's weird. I'm not dismissing that it's weird, and it's probably not the best move in the world. But if that's your move, that's your move. Who cares? Like,
yeah, but he wasn't just whipping it out and saying how about it. He was
jerking it. Yeah, I get that as well. And I'm also where I disagree with it is obviously he did it in a work setting. Probably not the best idea to do it when your colleagues are around. But
yeah.
If your weirdest fetish is that you like to jerk off in front of women...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Cool, you're a weirdo. Have you heard his stand-up before? You know he's a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah.
I
guess the question I ask, and I haven't asked this of a female, so I can't comment on their thing, but I think, is there a difference between a guy... Well, there is a difference, what I'm saying, from a female's point of view, or anyone's point of view, I guess, in that situation... It's not like he's trying to touch you or force you on the bed or anything or whatever.
No.
He's just whipping it out. You could instantly turn around and leave. Like, what is the psychological expectation that you need to stay and watch?
Exactly. And I guess what the women would argue, I suppose, is that because he's in a position of power and he's endorsing their comedy, they feel like they have to stay.
Okay. Otherwise, their careers are ruined. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so there's probably that. But where I think it's weird is like in one of the cases, because I've got the article when it like first broke, and it said something like he took it out and he started to go at it, and then the women are left after he ejaculated. I'm like, if you were that grossed out about it, why did you wait for him to finish? Why did you stay there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, they're worried about their careers, is probably. The...
Yeah, that's right.
All
right,
so question, and I want to tie into someone else, actually, who's now come out making an accusation, not against Louis C.K., but it'd be interesting to talk about, I think. Is he done? Do you reckon we'll see him again? Or he's made money. He's a millionaire.
Woody Allen's married to his daughter. Like, fuck.
He what, sorry?
He still makes... Woody Allen's married his daughter. He still makes movies. He'll come back.
Yeah. He'll come back. Yeah. Do a comedy routine about it, but start off by going, before I start,
Well, he'll probably go off into the wilderness for a little while, but I
Yeah.
mean, he probably won't be the mega star that he was. He'll probably have to go back to work in clubs or whatever, but
Isn't that more dangerous though, on a one-to-one small club environment, or just because he has to, because no studio will work with him?
well, I guess it depends. Well, I suppose like he's fucking, like he's bugger all rich, so he doesn't need the money anymore, you would think. As long as he's watched his money, he obviously doesn't need money anymore. So I guess it's about whether he wants to work or not anymore, doesn't he? Like,
Yeah, I guess
he's what,
that's, yeah.
probably nearing 50, so maybe he'll just decide to buy an island somewhere and hang it up and retire. I don't know.
I guess that does become where you do you need that? Do you need the fame? Do you need the audience?
Yeah,
Well,
do you need the
no
fame and the
nomination.
audience? Yeah,
So,
exactly. And so, I guess, I mean, who was the guy in the bathroom? Was it Boy George?
George
In
Michael.
the public restaurant? George Michael. Okay, well, he's still got a career, like,
True.
it's a meme now, so, yeah, I don't know. Like, so what I'm saying is, I can see that obviously in his situation where it was wrong, but I think you've got to dance a real fine line. Like, for example, like the Terry Crews one, where Terry Crews was like, I was groped at a party. Okay, you're at a party. Like, I mean, at what
The
point?
other thing too is like, and this isn't a sex thing, okay? I'm not making this about a man versus women, but in the Terry Crews situation, Terry Crews can fight and he's a big dude.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have the mental or the fi and the physical capabilities to not become a victim, like, do you know what I mean? Like, and that's not a male or a woman thing. Like, if, you know, if someone tried to sexually harass Holly Holm or Ronda Rousey, you'd expect a roundhouse kick to the nutsack, you
Yeah,
know?
that's exactly right.
Where someone like Terry Crews, you know, someone Terry Crews, once again, not gender, but I'm kind of like, well, dude, why didn't you turn around and fucking, you know,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
turn around,
Yeah,
grab him by the fucking throat and say, you touch me again, you are dead. You know, like, I don't get this. I don't get that shit. Like, yeah.
And the I guess the worry is that it swings so far that it does two things. One, any person that goes out to a bar and tries to pick up someone is going to be too scared to, because they'll be labeled a sexual deviant. And two, then I think it belittles people who were really raped. Like, I think this is far removed. I think you've just got to take them for what they are. You can't put the CK situation in the same situation as the Weinstein situation, because he was blatantly trading movie roles for sex. CK was just like, I like to jerk it in front of women. Like,
And he wasn't like, if you don't watch me, I'll kill your career. He's just, yeah.
yeah, exactly. Although the victims would probably say that was implied, but. Yeah, I just think it's a
The other
real
thing I'd
fine line to
like to
dance.
raise is, okay, I know all this entertainment industry, they're not at their houses, you know, because they travel and everything like that. But hotels always have meeting rooms and, you know, things like that. Why is it that, you know, if someone has come to my hotel room, you got to admit that unless, you know, what there is never a non-sleeping with someone connotation, I think, if someone
No.
wants to take you to a hotel room.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you want to go to my hotel room? What are we
Yeah,
going to do there?
we're gonna do
Play
like,
checkers.
and like you see a couple of them, they're like, oh, we're in the bar and the lounge talking, it was too noisy, there's too many people around. Okay, you're rich and famous, or most cases, you know, you're rich and famous. Go to the front desk, we need a meeting room.
Yeah,
We
that's
need
right.
a conference room. Like, it just,
Exactly. We need a room to talk. Or And, like you and I both for work traveled and stayed in pretty fancy hotels. Those hotel lobby bars don't get that rowdy that you can't
No,
hear a
there's
conversation with
always,
someone.
yeah, there's always,
There's always a couple of chairs. And as you said, you're rich enough that you could go to them, look, I know your bar's closed, but here's five hundo. Give us a bottle of something. Like,
Or at least there must, you know, most of these places are in major cities as well. There's not a quiet bar somewhere within a 5 or 10 minute cab ride that you can't go that you're in public view to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I guess
Anyway.
the other thing that interests me about the whole thing is the psychology behind it, and I don't know what it is, but if you're that rich and famous and you've got a sexual perversion, why aren't they just paying professionals for it?
Well, not only that, or don't they have people wanting them all the time? Like,
Well, that's the other thing. Well, I don't know. Apparently not, I guess. But maybe that becomes part of the game then. You know, maybe that's
Or
the
is
game.
that
Maybe
just
it's like,
musicians? I mean, you know, is that just
yeah.
Gene Simmons? I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. Go to Tiger Woods and just pay for it, you
Yeah.
know? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me either, so the other thing I was going to mention and is Rebel Wilson's now come out saying she's had two instances, but she won't name who it is, and I don't agree with that because
No.
there's no danger to your career now, especially where we're at now, maybe 3 months ago. And to me, it's like, all right, if you're going to come out, you should name the person. Otherwise, how do we know the story is not just fucking made up for publicity? Because she is not above doing everything she can for publicity. I mean,
Well, exactly. She had her court case televised 24/7 almost, so
she
you know,
just
for someone who called
manipulated.
her old, yeah.
I do not like her acting. I do not like her public image that I've seen. And I think that she should be naming the person. If you can't just say, "Oh, that happened to me too,"
Yeah, exactly.
in a position she's in without naming the person, because you're not going to. How is there going to be backlash? If anything, it'd probably be the opposite, I would think, at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And my first question for someone who comes out and says it happens to me, but I haven't named them, is, well, have you been to the police? Like, that's my first thing, is like, what authorities have you reported it to? And if you're not about to name them, why didn't you just keep it quiet and let the authorities deal with it? I don't know.
Although, isn't
But.
that Corey Feldman saying he's gone to the police a number of times and they do nothing
Oh,
about it?
yeah. That poor guy. Never fucked up life.
Oh, yeah. Passed around like the Hollywood cupcake
Poor
kernel.
kid.
Jesus.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah, that's
And that's the
messed
thing
up.
about Feldman, though, is like he still to this day denies that Michael Jackson ever did anything to him. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. But
You don't know
anyway.
about that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
But
so.
anyway. So where do you stand on the CK thing? Like, you just think it's wrong, lock him up, or.
I think it's I think abusive power over any person is wrong. And yes, I think fuck him, and that's just wrong. Especially like we say, like, I mean, I like I said before, I don't see why, and especially in that instance, they wouldn't, but unless they felt their career was intimidated. But even if it was implied, that's just, you know. And surely, like you say, you can pay for it, or you can find people that groupies, you know, fans that are willing to and actually relish in it. But I guess then in lies the problem as well, is that part of his perversion? He wanted someone who was a bit, you know, disgusted by it. He didn't want someone who was like it. He wanted them to go, ugh. So, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just,
And then
I'm
I.
just, I guess secretly, not, well, not secretly, publicly, I guess, I'm worried, like, Louis C.K., I'm not a massive fan, like, I liked his stuff, and I guess it was a little bit disappointing, but now I'm like, oh, don't be one of the guys I like, don't be someone I like, please no.
Well, I love Lou. Like, he's my
I know you
favorite
do.
comedian, and
Yeah.
and I guess the question then is the Cosby question, you know? Like, the thing is now, is it like, can you separate the art from the weirdness? And I just don't think I can. Like, I don't know. Like,
Well, I couldn't. I like
like,
because
I
it
can't watch a Tom
comes.
Cruise movie anymore because the fuckwit jumped up and down on the couch like an idiot. Like,
That's a
because of
bit
his
different, though.
Scientology, like, I literally can't watch Tom Cruise movies because he's just a weirdo.
Well, actually, I was thinking about that. Oh, sorry, you go.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I think the less, like, it's the problem of, like, the modern fan that we want to know more and more about these people's
Oh, yeah.
lives. But it's so inherently flawed because the more you know about these people, the less you want to watch their stuff. I'd rather not know and still be able to appreciate their. I'm gonna call it art. You still won't be able to appreciate it.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the other day. If I was to become, miraculously, something happened and I became the most mega of stars, and then I've got a movie coming out and the casting, you know, they come to me and go, oh, we're going to cast Tom Cruise in this role, you know, alongside you. I'd be like, no, I don't want that nut. I don't, sorry. You can't. And that's where I'm sort of weird. I'm a bit annoyed, or well, not annoyed, but I find it strange. Like Simon Pegg, you know, I really admire Simon Pegg. I think he's hilarious. I think he's an awesome guy. He's an atheist, and but he did the Mission Impossible movies, and he sort of is like, you know, I know his professional stance is, well, what Tom Cruise does in his personal life is his business. I don't care if he's part of some wacky religion, but that Scientology thing's a freaking cult that hurts.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't do any good. It takes money, and then if someone tries to leave the church, the little chapters just come and harass the shit out. Like, it's just, it's insane.
Yeah, they ruin your life if you try to leave,
And then I love the latest thing they're coming out with where people are saying, like, you know, this was invented only a few years ago. It's like, well, there's many religions out there that were man-made, you know, in the last few years.
Mm.
And I'm just like, yeah, but I don't, in all my readings of Scientology, where do they explain how Hubbard knew about Xenu and these body thetans? Like, other religions say, you know, they saw an angel or they received the word from God, spoke to them.
Yeah, there's some sort of claim of divine intervention.
Yeah. There was a communicated message from the divinity to the prophet, I guess is the word in their religions.
Mm.
Where, how does Scientology, how did Ron Hubbard, in their opinion, know this stuff?
Mm.
Where did he get his intel from? That's,
actually,
I'm going to even just quickly Google that.
There's none of that. There's none of that, is there?
Yeah, I've never found anything. How did L. Ron Hubbard find out about Xenu? Oh, here we go. It's a search.
Yeah. I guess I've never read the script, so I guess you'd have to read it, wouldn't you? But
Oh, it's just a forum, so that's just going to be people. But
okay.
The other thing is too is the other thing that's been saying to me. I mean, did Halbert say this is it? Xenu's real, or was this just a science fiction story he wrote, and then they found it after he died and went?
Well, yeah, like it could have been because he like failed at science fiction so many times. It could have just been one of his stories that they picked up.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
I just don't know. Like, I can never see anything that says how he
actually got to that conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah, where he went, oh, did you guys hear about the Xenu dude? And everyone's like, who's Xenu? He goes, well, he just can't, you know, I got a fucking intergalactic probe in my ass.
Yeah, that's right.
And it went off like, where did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did it go to? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's freaking weird religion. Like, a really good podcast to check out is Leah Remini's episode on Joe Rogan Experience, because she used to be a Scientologist. And that's a really good episode, actually. Like, she goes into some of the shit they pulled and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what's interesting about that, though? You can see how she's still, I think, there's one part of that interview that really stuck with me, and is that she's explaining to Joe Rogan about how, you know, the thetans and all this stuff in your body is not your body. And Joe Rogan's like, yeah, get it. And she goes, no, do you understand? He's like, yeah, I understand. She's like, no, explain it to me so I know you understand.
Yeah. There's a little bit of that still in it. Yeah,
and I'm like, he gets it. Like, you're still doing that Scientology thing where you're trying to show,
theory information. Yeah. But anyway. That's all right. Yeah, but it's all, the floodgates are open now. Weinstein, Signor, Slim CK.
All right, who is the one you'd hate to, like, if it came out, you'd just be devastated?
The Rock? Never happen. It'll never happen.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe it either. But yeah, who is the one where you would just be like, really shatters?
Because that's a tough one, because I mean, in all honesty, CK was a big one. I was a huge fan of his.
I know who mine would be. I've got
Joe
two
Satriani.
Well, that's actually, as I said, I got two. Yeah, that's my second one, but I've got another one.
In the music world, I don't really know, actually. Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you mine?
Yeah, give me yours. Yeah.
And we're saying this is a hypothetical. If it happened, we'd be devastated. We're not implying that there's anything, you know, let's not go get anything.
Oh, actually, I've got one.
Okay, go on. Who's yours?
Mark Hamill.
That's who I was going to say. Yeah, that's exactly who I was going to say.
Yeah. Luke Skywalker. Yeah.
If it came out that Mark Hamill, I'd just be like, no.
Yeah, that'd be the one for me. Because Luke Skywalker was my whole
childhood. That would ruin the shit out of it for me.
That'd be life over.
Imagine Disney too. Disney would just be like, well, there goes $50 billion.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What do you reckon they do in that case? I mean, you can't retract the films. I mean, they're made and they're out there. I guess you just don't put him in the next one, hey?
I don't know what you do, because you can't just not... Unless he dies in this one.
He's Luke Skywalker. Like, he's the most iconic character in
the
film.
The only thing I can think of is... The only way, you know... Well, and okay, let's take away the Weinstein stuff. I don't... Do you reckon they must have had plans in meetings... And a backup plan in case Hamill drops between now and filming ends the third.
They must have done. I mean, since Harrison Ford looks like he's about to keel over any second and Carrie Fisher went, they must be be like, what if he carks it?
Yeah, what do we do? What do we do?
Because Hamill's the younger, he's the younger one out of the trio though, isn't he? How old is he?
Yeah, but so what? He's old now. Like, you know what I reckon they should, if I was them, you know what I would have done? I'd be rewriting the script and refilming that he does die in The Last Jedi. And then having the script for the third one being he comes back as a Force ghost. And Force if he ghost. Doesn't, they either do CGI, because you could CGI a fairly decent Force ghost, I reckon.
Oh, of course they could.
So you either CGI Force so ghost him, or you just have him not come back and you write that into the script. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it?
You know what I would love? I know, I don't know how much it'd hurt the company or the franchise. You know what I'd love to see one of these big studios do, though? Is play a proper practical joke on the world.
Which, and do what?
Release a fake trailer for the last Star Wars film.
Yeah.
And have it where something like, you know, Luke's about to get defeated or Rey's about to get defeated and, you know, the enemy, whoever it is, Kylo, whoever's lightsaber swings at him. And then a lightsaber blocks it, and then it pans over, and it's Jar Jar Binks or something like that. Like, just something just have the fans fucking raging.
Yeah, yeah. Or Mannequin, who's figured out a way to come back into
the Force
after just, being a Force ghost. Just,
A Force ghost wielding a lightsaber. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that'd get fans if Mannequin could actually fight as a Force ghost against the living Force. Oh, yeah. That'd be brilliant. And they could... And not even do it on April Fool's. Just release it.
No, just do it.
This is our trailer. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, after the backlash, after a month or so, go, haha, it was a complete joke. But then the trouble is the conspiracy might be, like, they'd have to film the piece from start to finish, holding up today's newspaper, proving that they planned this from day one and release the footage of the meetings.
Yeah.
Say, here's today's newspaper. It's April 5th. We're going to start a meeting where we troll people. Because otherwise, I think what would happen is, they call them that they backlash to public opinion and that they're lying now that it was planned.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you'd have to have all that in the ready with date stamps and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. But would people be that upset if a Gungan came back? Really?
If Mannequin came back, yeah, absolutely.
What about a Gungan, though? What about Jar Jar?
Of course you would. If you see a Gungan, it's just going to ruin the film for you. It's ruined it for me just thinking about it. Misa whole
horny. I want to see one because I'm so almost over the Star Wars universe. I just want to see one now. But
I was until the. I'm sorry, but that we talked about it last time. That
The trailer got you, hasn't
got
it?
Got me hard. Yeah. I tell you what, I don't care fucking less for is the latest Justice League.
Oh yeah,
I just can't bothered even. Thinking whether or not I'll watch it when it comes out on video.
I didn't even watch the whole trailer. I switched off the trailer about 20 seconds in. I was just like, next. Anyway, back to Ashens. It's out now. Is it out now, the Justice League? Or are they going to make the mistake of trying to rival Star Wars release with it?
No. It comes out I think it comes out this week, actually. Thursday, is it?
Oh, okay. All right. 15th? Fair enough.
Yeah, I think it's Thursday it comes out.
Fair enough.
I think they just released a little bit more footage for it.
Okay. All right. So is Last Jedi going to be enough to get you to the cinema?
Totally. Yeah. Unless something comes out. Unless something comes out in the next couple of, before release date that.
They won't release any more trailers for it, surely.
I wouldn't think so. I would think we're too close now, mate. I think they might do one more, a little bit more.
Okay, fair enough.
Just to get that last little kick. Yeah, just to get the last little kick into it. So.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be, like, everyone's coming up with all these theories and all these backward stories and plots and all this sort of stuff, but I think they're just going to play it safe. I really do.
I think it's going to be straight up.
I think it's going to be an empire.
Bruce Willis comes. Yeah, Bruce Willis walking around. Bruce Willis. Bruce Wayne walking around. Join my team. No. Oh, come on. Join my team.
Yeah.
And then right before the end, baddie that can't all defeat, in will swoop Superman.
Yep. Superman will come in. Yeah, exactly. But anyway.
Yeah.
This isn't a Thor one, is it? Thor's the other one, isn't he?
Yeah, Thor's the other one. Thor's Marvel. Yeah.
Thor's Marvel. Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Fair enough. Just hang on until Deadpool 2. Yeah.
I'm even worried for Deadpool 2, though.
Yeah, me too.
I'm kind of like... I'm just like, you started it. You started the R-rated movie. We got Logan, which was awesome because of it.
I might watch Logan tonight, actually.
Yeah, I might watch it again, actually. Yeah, we had Deadpool. It was awesome at what it was, but can they make a sequel that's, you know, that you're happy, you go away with going, awesome, that was cool.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people in the same boat, please. You know, Hugh Jackman did a big fucking, kept making it. This is my last appearance as Wolverine. This is my last Wolverine.
Don't fuck it up.
Please make that be bullshit. Please pop up in the Deadpool movie. That would just be, yeah. Secret cameo. Yeah, just Matt Damon Interstellar it. No one knew you were in it.
Yeah, it's just 30 seconds. Just schnick a couple people.
Yeah, just something. Yeah, just come in and then have the joke love. I'm not doing this anymore, Logan. Hey, Wade, this is it. I'm out, Wade. This is my last, you know. And then have him go, I thought Logan was your last. You know, like really reference the movie.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
Oh, sorry. Didn't even notice. All right.
Cool. All right.
We'll stop there.
Stop.